Well, voices from around our area, and among those, one of my favorite voices is our guest today. I call him the community doer. He gets an idea and gathers people together, and it usually comes out with something well worthwhile and with a wonderful lasting impact. He's Jeff Opt. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for having me on.
We have, well, there's a lot of cool things, like, imminently happening.
Yeah.
And among them, we could just start out with what's going on tonight at Jilly's.
Yeah, tonight, where I will be, is the last jazz jam in memory of Jerry Gelati. And, you know, for those of you who either knew him or didn't know, he passed away.
Yeah.
Over Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and this will be the last week for the club Jilly's, too. So, you know, it's sad to see 2017 go out that way, but just the same, I'd, you know, encourage everyone who wants to celebrate Jerry and that club to make their way down there tonight. And I think they're going to have some shows this weekend too, but
yeah,
that will be your last chance
to come and be a part of this. And we've been so lucky, a couple, well, many venues really, but think of the sort of iconic presence that Jilly's has had.
Oh my gosh,
on
yes.
this scene. And talk about people.
Put Dayton on the map.
You yeah.
know, especially in the jazz realm, but everything else, you know, blues mm-hmm. and all sorts of just amazing music that Jerry had an ear for and brought to town.
And speaking of which, another venue that was just deeply meaningful to many, many, many of us here, Canal Street and the great Mick Montgomery, who is a living legend as far as, you know, venues and bookers go in this town.
Yep. Another person who vastly changed the music landscape in Dayton with his club, Canal Street. And we're going to pay a little bit of tribute to that at Yellow Cab. We would like to keep those memories alive.
Absolutely. And Mick will be there.
Mick will be there
yeah.
on a week from Saturday, so January 6th. We're doing a special program called Canal Street Stories, and it's free, open to everyone, and just basically a reunion for everyone that ever hung out there at Canal Street or
yeah.
worked there or drank there or played there. if it had any meaning to you, come out, you know. And the theme of the night is we will have kind of like a Moth Radio Hour type story
oh, cool.
organization, but it's all going to be focused on stories about Canal Street.
Yeah.
And the thought behind that is Mick is in the process of working on a book, gathering
Did not
some of
know
his stories.
That.
And,
ooh, even just like late nights there, he tickled my ears with some
oh,
pretty,
yeah,
oh, that's
exactly.
going to be a good
and
book.
He's looking for other people's stories, you know, to kind of trigger some of his own to put into this book. So we were talking a while back and I'm like, well, let's just host a night of
that.
Canal Street Stories. So Shelley Hulse is the one who's organizing the main stage. She's got lots of experience with that. She hosts a regular story slam here in town.
Yeah.
And I said, you organize the main stage. That's going to be a surprise to me, too, what stories we get. But
and I know that Juliette Frumholtz involved in gathering some pre-recorded stories that,
yeah,
that could be played.
What we're wanting to do, you know, the main course of the evening will be like 10 people up on stage telling it. But we know lots of people have Canal Street stories. And if you don't want to be on the main stage or you just want to share your story and have it archived for the history
oh,
of the culture of Dayton.
Lovely thing, yeah.
Juliette and the WISO crew out here, as well as Izzy over at Gem City Podcast and all. We're going to set up in the building beforehand and people can schedule during the day and come in and record their stories, kind of, again, inspired by StoryCorps, you know,
yeah.
people just getting together to preserve their stories for the future.
What a wonderful opportunity, and also to just share community. I don't know
exactly.
if you saw the comment that former President Obama made when being interviewed by Prince Harry for the BBC. But it's something that he said that just has been sticking with me all day, that the way that we've come to use social media, it's separating and dividing us, that, you know, a few clicks of likes or that we tailor it so the experience online is only what we expect to hear that caters to our own particular bias. And so it's a separating thing, and it's just really been weighing on my head all day. And these opportunities to commune, to get together with your fellow Daytonians, your fellow Miami Valleyans, it's you come away just a little better. And the beauty of it being around sharing stories is just lovely. I think Mick's just going to be over the moon about this.
Oh, I think you. I think he'll have some interesting stories of his own too to share.
I love him so much.
I'm looking forward to that. You know, to see what we get.
Yeah.
And again, you know, Yellow Cab Tavern wouldn't be what it is without the influence of spending years at Canal Street. You know, and the impact that had on the community. So we like to honor that. And celebrate that. You know, it's a place, again, like Chili's, that shouldn't be forgotten from mm-hmm. our cultural landscape, but instead should be preserved as well as we can.
Back when I was gigging, one of our, in fact, it might have even been our very first out-of-town gig, was at Canal Street. He was enough to hire my silly little band there, and we drove up. I mean, the whole way, we just felt like we had arrived. We're playing Canal Street Tavern. Do you understand the meaning of this? Because to think of the people that had crossed that stage,
oh, yeah,
we really
exactly.
felt quite honored and delighted.
And that we got spoiled by it here locally, uh-huh. I think. You know, I'm not certain how people realized how special of a room that was.
In a listening room, and you can exactly. take your chances. His taste was so good that even if you hadn't heard the artist, it was worth the gamble on the price of admission, because it's almost certainly going to be something that
exactly.
sparked
yeah.
your ear.
Yeah, if Nick ever told me to come see somebody, even if I didn't know who it was, I made it a point to
you got that
go
done.
See him. You know, cause
it's a week from Saturday. That'll be January 6th, starting off a new year with a basket full of Canal Street stories, a tribute to the great, great local living music legend, Mick Montgomery.
That's an early show, too.
Oh, so is it? What time?
Doors at 7, and we'll start telling stories about 8.
How decent of you.
Exactly. But we will be open quite late, so
yeah.
you know, people are encouraged to hang out well beyond the show. So.
And the Yellow Cab really blossoming into its own venue.
And it is.
You know, finally getting a liquor license. You've improved the stage situation. And not just for music. There's art, visual art that goes on there. And
we're having the bathrooms painted right now by some local a girls graffiti camp.
That's it. Can you tell me what that is? Because I think I should join it.
Well, I would have to look and see who the artist is, but there's
Girl Graffiti Camp.
Well-known, I believe, West Coast woman who does graffiti and hosts these camps around the country
uh-huh.
where they involve local teens, all girls.
Wonderful.
To come and design a panel, you know, for the wall we're doing.
And in this cold, how's the heater working at the Yellow Cow?
Oh, it's working real
good.
Our heat
great?
Works good there. Yeah. They're not painting outside. They're inside customizing our new bathrooms, you
Wonderful.
Know. And
what a great idea.
I'm excited to see what it is, you
yeah.
know, but it's a way to teach them to work together and learn new skills and work under the direction of some recognized artist
yeah.
and just help them continue growing.
I can't wait to see.
So,
and you guys are going to have a ball drop at the Yellow Cab?
Yeah. You know, just a small gathering. You know, it'll be Jay Madewell's DJing, so it'll be great dance tunes. And I think we're doing that like 10 to 1.
Right on.
Or something. But, you know, right. Why not?
Why not? Right in the heart.
You know, it won't be crazy New York Times Square, you know.
Right.
But it'll be Dayton.
It'll be Dayton.
And just kind of a fun, chill evening to ring in the new year on Sunday night.
Plus something that has become a tradition by now, because isn't 3 years means that we've always done it?
Correct.
Winter Folk, that's put on by the Repeating Arms guys. Harold
exactly.
Hensley is, I think, one of the driving forces behind that.
And Max. And
All of them, the whole band.
The whole band.
Are
yeah.
in there doing it.
Exactly.
And he sent me a list. It's pretty impressive. The Repeating Arms themselves, Starving the Belly of the Whale, will be there, as well as Bloody Tambourine and the Musical Mafia and the Goldsberries. Now, that's all sort of on the main stage, but they have a side stage for the quieter, more acoustic acts.
Exactly. And so there's no breaks, really, between the music. As we're changing over the main stage acts, somebody will be playing acoustic music. All you got to do is turn to your left and you'll
Perfect.
Be able to see it, and it'll keep just right on flowing.
There'll be Kyleen Downs and Todd Widener and David Payne and Charles Hartman and Casey Abbott of Old News. So a rich and full span of music. And that'll be on Saturday, January 13th. It's called the Winter Folk Festival. Is this the third year or is it
fifth
been?
Year?
Fifth. We've
so
always done
more
it.
Than a tradition.
We've always
exactly.
done it.
Exactly. And again, an early show, doors at 7.
Wow.
You know, more people say they'd come out if we do early shows, so we're encouraging them to come out.
Yeah. Why not? I don't know why that tradition of, like, starting, like, the main band at, like, 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night. I mean, what would that have been about? Just to get people to stay longer?
Know.
We don't know. We don't have answers to these questions.
It's for the young.
For the young. It is for the young. Nice early shows coming up at the Yellow Cab Tavern. And it's Yellow Cab Tavern. tavern.com for more information, or you can certainly search it on Facebook. There's a lot of these events that are already posted there.
We encourage people to sign up. We've got an email list that we promise not to spam you. Mm-hmm. But if you want to know the weekly goings on, go to yellowcabtavern.com and sign up for our email list. And that will get you in the loop. And it's cold out now, but in a few months it'll be food truck season and all sorts of fun, interesting things will be happening. Indoors and outdoors there.
Yeah. It's been a delight to be involved with you guys as this venue has become one of the coolest hangouts in Dayton. Again, there's we'll mention that at Jilly's tonight, the final
jazz jam.
People to come, if you've ever been on the stage there, come out and commune with your fellow musicians, and an opportunity to bid a jazzy farewell to Jerry Gelati and his amazing work there for so many years. We also have online a little remembrance that Dave Barber did of Jerry Gelati.
That was a nice
recommend.
Piece that he did.
Yeah. Go ahead and check that out. And big plans to be at Jilly's this evening. Then a week from Saturday, January 6th, it's the Canal Street Stories, another just acme of musical venue greatness, Mick Montgomery, a tribute to him as we all share the stories and music that came across that amazing stage in our Gem City. And then there will be a low-key ball drop on New Year's Eve. And don't forget Winter Folk Festival. In fact, Harold Hensley will be out next Thursday to talk about that event, and we'll share a little bit more of that music.
And you've already played the Company Men.
So yeah.
That's the Friday.
But that's on the 12th, on the Friday, when you can become a trillionaire. It says so right on the sticker.
So become a trillionaire and get your bluegrass
fix. Be enriched.
not a bad weekend.
Not a bad weekend at the Yellow Cab Tavern. Anything else we should be looking for, like other than that you've got your hands on? We were talking with you once about a makerspace a long time ago, Harry.
If somebody gave me a bunch of money, still make that happen.
So that's Jeff Opt. Find him on Facebook. Jeff, I really
not
appreciate it.
Not a whole lot of money. But
right, but some.
Some, yeah.
Get that working. And that would be in the Yellow Cab space. It's kind of
potentially,
a multi.
It's almost outgrown it now.
Yeah.
The Yellow Cab has outgrown the space usage there.
Who'd have thunk it? Exactly. It's just to be where they fixed the cars, fixed the cabs back in the day, way before Ubers. Jeff Opt, again, I just really, really appreciate your work. Thank you for what you do. Thanks for reminding us to come together, and looking forward to the Canal Street, especially, and tonight's final jazz jam at Jilly's. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for supporting the community.
My pleasure.